Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, so it's day two of my being vegan, and my last meal was at around 9:45 last night. I think I had that kiwi which I showed you. And it's about 11 a.m. now. I've just had coffee, so I'm still doing the intermittent fasting as such. Unfortunately, I'm going to be very boring and pretty much eat what I ate yesterday. There'll be dosa for lunch with the aloo bhaji. There'll be the baba ganoush and pita bread which I had for dinner. I will update you, of course, if I'm doing anything different. If you have any questions about anything I'm doing or eating, just, you know, leave me a comment below. Let me just talk a little bit about what I've been doing so far. I basically was on a ketogenic diet for 3 months. I started on 2nd December, as you all know. I did a bunch of keto recipes as well. And I started out at about 76 kilos. I am now 67.5. And that was before I did the vegan, day. I just did 1 day of being vegan. Not too much difference in the way I feel, because obviously my body is probably just adjusting again to the carbs and all that. But as gross as it may be, the flatulence has returned. I mean, like, when you're on keto, you have no farts and no burps. But on your vegan diet, things change. Also, your bowel movements are different. You'll find out if you do it. But let me see. I mean, that's pretty much it. Nothing fancy has happened apart from that. I do feel a little heavier, though, surprisingly. Though my weight is just, I think it's just gone up by, 800 or 900 grams. I think that's probably just the water your body retains by eating carbs. But yeah, that's it. And I'll give you another update around lunchtime again. So till then, cheers. So it's 2 o'clock and I'm just about to have lunch, but I thought I would show you this. It's quite ironic that I'm actually cooking a bacon cake right now. That's some onion I'm frying. Those are the sausages. And you know what? I can't eat any of this. I mean, not that I was going to eat it. It's an order for somebody else. But yep, it's interesting. I'm vegan. I'm cooking pork for somebody else. But I don't know. I had an order, so I couldn't really cancel it. So here I am cooking pork and I'm going to eat a dosa for lunch. So I'm about to eat my lunch now. That's the dosa and the aloo bhaji. And I was a good boy and I did not even lick the spoon from the meat stuff that I was cooking. So good boy, did not touch, not even the onion. I didn't even pick out a piece of onion to taste it. I just hope that it's good. And yeah, my dosa is here and it's nice and crispy. Yummy dosa with some chutney. And I use some garlic olive oil on the dosa, so it should taste interesting. That's a good dosa. So I'm going to eat my very tasty, not boring at all, very tasty dosa with some aloo bhaji for that and some chutney. I could get used to this. So far so good. Let's see what happens to the rest of the day. You know what I realized? That in, 3 months or so, I have not had a bread pound. Oh, the smell of fresh bread pound. Now, while bun muska is the shiz, I'm gonna have this with some garlic olive oil, and that's gonna be my snack for this evening, along with my black coffee. So yeah, let's do this. So I was extremely good today. The bacon cake was made in my house, and I did not even lick the spoon to taste the filling. I did not even lick my finger after putting the bacon on the cake. That's how much willpower I have. And I went down and I practiced my set for my gig that's coming up. And then I came home and, you know, I realized my parents had ordered Chinese food. Yep, that's lovely egg fried rice and some lovely chicken and vegetables. But I can't eat any of that. In fact, the funny thing is I'm not even hungry now and it's 9:30. And I did have 2 bananas in the evening instead of 1 banana like yesterday. I had my black coffee and I had that pow. And I'm quite full and I'm quite burpy and I had to go to the loo again. So I don't know if it's just the carbs or if it's the vegan thing. Anyway, I'll get back to you now after dinner if I do. Oops, it's the maid. Anyway, I will get back to you after dinner in case I do eat. So it's 10:40 p.m. and I still haven't had my dinner, but I snacked on 5 grams of peanuts earlier, like about half an hour ago. And I figured I better eat something, even though I'm not really hungry at all right now, because I've only had about 680 calories today, and that's probably too little. I mean, it's okay, I can survive a day, but I just figured I'd eat something. So I'm eating some tomatoes and cucumbers. Well, actually one tomato and one cucumber. And I'm having some lettuce with a little bit of olive oil. Just something light. I don't think I'm enjoying the carbs at night kind of thing, so maybe let me see how today goes. But yeah, I guess the day was all right. Pretty cool so far, and let's see what tomorrow has in store. Cheers. Okay, very quickly, here's the other half of the kiwi from yesterday, and this is my dessert. It's almost 11 o'clock and this is the last thing I made. Oh, still sour. But yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.